This is Dr. Virginia Panasik, who wants to get a review of Thomas McClung. Date of birth is 5/26/1957. Indicated that she was anemia, family bone cancer, gastrointestinal aplasia. It starts with bariatric surgery, sedation from bacteria, anesthesiologist, Dr. Robert Sharp, 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 and colonoscopy, instrumental lymphocyte colonoscopy, physician, 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 jejunal limb appear to be unremarkable, no evidence of any gastrojejunal anastomotic ulceration. The stomach pouch will appear to be very small, no gastritis or inflammation noted, no also no for the injection question starts in the patient is adequate prep colon. Left side diabetes, one of the diverticulum appeared to be inflamed. Multiple irrigation was done. Could this be mild acute diverticulitis? Talking pictures, but rectum, intervention from home, oblique, session, recession, for sure, for no complication. Find number one. Question shocks, diagnosis. Number two is type of surgical changes from prior bariatric surgery. Number three, stomach pouch appeared to be small and unremarkable. Number four, no evidence of gastric jejunal anastomotic stricture, no evidence of gastric jejunal anastomotic ulceration. The jejunal limb appeared unremarkable. Number five, colonoscopy of cecum, number six, adequate prep. Number seven, left side fluid, left side diverticulosis. Number eight, one of the diverticulum appeared to be inflamed and most likely diverticulitis. But patient, before they start pushing, they should not have any abdominal pain. So this could be a subclinical diverticulitis. And number nine, hemorrhoids recommendation. Away from the G-junction bicycle, causing a better esophageal but negative dysplasia. Repeat the paranoscopy in 3 years. Number two, H-box at 4-top pelvic. Number three, repeat paranoscopy in 5 years, colon cancer screen. Number four, I'm going to start the patient on...
Did they have any allergies for this? I'm not looking good. I'm not sure if I'm looking for them. Let me see. I'm probably on the nursing page here. No. Here. Wait. No. Let me get to it.
Yes. So I'm going to start pushing on Cipro and Flagyl, 500 milligram POBID, and Flagyl 500 milligram POTID for 7 days. If the patient starts having a down pain, I think if you have CT scan of their pelvic bone contrast, that recommendation was given to a shop that needs to call us and they call go to nearest emergency room. Patient starts having that left lower pain consistent with acute diverticulitis. But otherwise, at this moment, I'm going to treat them directly with Cipro 500 milligram POPID and Flagyl 500 milligram POTID for 7 days. And attention, please send the call to patient primary care provider, Dr. Sosa, and tell me Dr. Palam Sari, the episode was May 13th or 23rd, and May 13th or 23rd.